Shalom Aleichem. Today we are going to finish the halachas of being Yotzei Kiddush via somebody else, and we're going to have an interesting, very halacha lemaisa question. The answer is going to include a number of things we've already learned, and then we're going to add on a fascinating, fascinating concept. So the question is as follows: somebody who goes to a Kiddush on Shabbos and is Yotzei, the Rav, for example, the Rav of the Shul says Kiddush for 100 people, 50 people, 150, 300, 1,000 people, do you have to drink from the Kiddush wine or not? So we're going to start with a couple of important halachas that we've already seen. The Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows in Or HaChaim Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalet Mitzvah Min HaMufchar Sheit Amu Kulam. It's a mitzvah min HaMufchar. The ideal is for everyone to drink of the Kiddush wine. We're not talking about yet from whose Kiddush wine and how much and how big the cup has to be. But it's a mitzvah min HaMufchar. The ideal is that everyone who is being Yotzei should drink from the wine. But what that means is Me'ikar Adin, you're a Yotzei regardless. You don't have to. Fundamentally, you heard Kiddush. The person saying Yo Kiddush had you in mind. You had in mind that you're being Yotzei. The person saying Kiddush drank from the wine, the requisite amount, that is enough. No one has to drink from the Kiddush other than the person who says Kiddush, or if he's unable to, somebody in his place. But nonetheless, we are now saying that despite the fact that you're Yotzei already, but it is a preferred method, mitzvah min HaMufchar, the ideal mitzvah is everyone who is being Yotzei should drink. Not required, but that's the ideal. What do they drink from? So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Zein tzarech lishvach mikos hamikadesh lekosos yayin shlifnei hamisubim. It does not have to be that people are going to drink from the wine of the Kiddush cup. The Kiddush cup that the Kiddush was set over, that is not required. They don't have to drink from that, but rather they can even drink, if they're holding a cup in front of them, they can just drink of the wine of the cup that they were holding during the Kiddush, and that suffices. That is totally okay. Having said that, there's an ideal. The ideal would be a hiddur, according to some poskim, that they drink from the cup upon which Kiddush was said. Okay, let's get to our specific question now. So there are different ways to do this. You can, as we've been talking about for a number of days now, somebody says Kiddush, he can drink the wine and then give of his wine to other people. Preferred, it would be if he says Kiddush, he should pour out for other people and then drink. But how about if we're going to use the other method of people holding a Kiddush cup in front of them? Now again, this is not required. This is to fulfill the mitzvah min HaMufchar, the ideal that they drink, because they don't have to drink, but to fulfill the mitzvah min HaMufchar. If people are going to be holding a cup in front of them, A, are they required to have a cup that holds a raviz? Because that's what's required for the person who's saying Kiddush for everyone. He has to have a cup that holds a raviz, and that could be 150 cc's or 86 cc's. There are different shitas on this. We're not going to go back into that. But that is for the person who's saying Kiddush. How about the people who are holding their own cups? So question number one is, do they have to have a cup that can hold a raviz as well, or can they use those tiny shot glasses? And number two, does it have to be filled up? Does it have to be meleya, or does it not have to be filled up? So indeed, those are the questions of the day, and we are going to look at a machlokas now. The Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, based on their opinions, we would say that aleihem lahasi kos akshera lebracha, the people who are being Yotzei, if they want to fulfill the mandate of doing the mitzvah in the best way, so they're going to drink of the Kiddush wine, and they want to do it via holding their own Kiddush cups as opposed to receiving wine from the Mekadesh, from the person saying Kiddush, they would actually have to have a cup that fits a raviz. It has to be a cup that is kosher to be the Kiddush cup. So even though they're not the ones saying Kiddush, they're just being Yotzei, but they have to have a cup that would fit, or a vis, and not only that, they would have to fill it all the way up. It's very difficult to fulfill that. If you're going to a Kiddush, you have 100 people at the Kiddush, all 100 of them, to fulfill the mitzvah in the ideal way, would have to hold real Kiddush cups. Would have to be a cup that holds a raviz and also would be filled all the way up. That would be based on the opinions of the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. On the other hand, Tosfos and the Magen Avraham are of the view that you don't have to hold a cup that will fit a raviz. It doesn't even have to be all the way up. But based on the first sheet, it has to be a cup that fits a raviz and is filled all the way up. According to Tosfos and the Magen Avraham, you require neither of those. What you do require is to have a cup that has at least some wine, some grape juice in it that would be kosher if it were in the Kiddush cup, meaning we just care the quality of the wine. It cannot be pagum. It cannot be have drunk from before the wine that I'm holding, but I can have a tiny shot glass. I don't have to have a cup that fits revis, and it also doesn't have to be filled all the way up. So that's an important machlokes between the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who are machmir on both of those points. It has to be a revis cup, and it has to be filled all the way up. And Tosfos and Magen Avraham, who are lenient on both of those. So bottom line here then, somebody goes to a Kiddush, the ideal options, if you're going to drink, which is the ideal, either you get wine from the person who is saying Kiddush, because his cup was would fit a revis, and his cup was all the way up, was full, so you can take from his cup. Or if you want to hold your own cup, the machmir shita based on the Rosh and Shulchan Aruch HaRav is you have to have a real Kiddush cup, and it has to be filled all the way up. That's in fact how the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins, tov im afshar shiela kol echad kos malaya. It is preferable, if possible, that everyone has a cup that's filled all the way up, a real Kiddush cup all the way up. However, having said that, and truth be told, especially in the context of having many people who are Yotzei, the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch would be based on the second view, that of Tosfos, based on Tosfos and not the Rosh, and that would mean that you simply, somebody who's Yotzei would not have to have a cup that fits a revis. It would not have to be all the way up full. It could just be a little cup and have a little bit in it, little wine, as long as it's not pagum, and that would be sufficient. So that's point number one, that one could be lenient on this. Again, there's no requirement to drink the wine, but if we are going to drink the wine, that's the mitzvah min hamufcha. That's what we're talking about. How do you do it? So we're saying that ideally it would be a real Kiddush cup filled all the way up, but certainly based on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, one can be lenient because the language of the Shulchan Aruch is lenient. That is in the direction of Tosfos, that the cup doesn't have to fit a revis. It doesn't have to be full all the way up. And again, point number two, fundamentally, we're talking about something that's not even required. We're talking about a mitzvah, I mean a muvchar, but it's not required to drink at all. Accordingly, if you're drinking already, especially in the context of having 50 people, 100 people, it's not realistic that everyone's going to have a full Kiddush cup filled all the way up. Certainly, there's a strong basis to be lenient 100%. That's the minhag olam, to be lenient on this. Some people don't drink at all. That's not the mitzvah min hamuvchar, but to fulfill the mitzvah min hamuvchar, it would suffice to hold one of those little shot glasses, put a little bit of grape juice in it. It doesn't have to be filled all the way up. And that is a kiyum of the language of the Shulchan Aruch in line with the shita of Tosfos. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.